Hello, Balance Ballerinas community. I'm your host, Georgia Dostal, and welcome to the Balance Ballerinas podcast. Join me as we explore mindset, self-development, movement, nutrition, small business insights, goal setting, and of course, the profound impact of ballet. In each episode, I'll give you an exclusive peek into managing two thriving businesses, GC Dance for school-age students and Balance Ballerinas for the adult ballet community. I'd love you to tune in for inspiring conversations with incredible guests or solo episodes aiming to help you just find that balance between grit and grace through regular ballet practice. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Balance Ballerinas Academy, offering in-person adult ballet classes and online courses. Check out the show notes for links to join our fantastic community or visit balanceballerinas.com for more information. I'm going to set the scene for you. It is currently raining outside. I have a cup of tea. I've got a candle burning to set the vibes whilst I record some podcast episodes. And I don't know whether I've shared this on the podcast before, but it's really interesting now. Whenever it rains, I have this overwhelming sense of gratitude, and I'll tell you why. When we were in our old premise, so the old Balance Ballerinas GC Dance HQ, It was in an industrial warehouse that didn't have, you know, a proper roof, like insulation. So when it rained, it would be super noisy. And so I'd wake up on the days that it would rain and I'd be like, oh, I'd take a big breath and I'd be like, today is going to be a rough day. And the reason being is because I would be constantly fighting with the volume of the rain hitting the roof. And my teachers would be sort of in a different mood too, because we would all sort of be fighting with this volume. And by the end of the day, our voices would just be pretty much gone. I could tell that my students were really patient with it. But obviously it annoys people to a degree, but there was nothing we could do about it. And the biggest thing when we decided to purpose build a studio and move into our new premise was that I was so excited, and I was never going to do this unless we had a proper roof. And so now when it rains, I can't hear the rain. It not only doesn't affect my day, it also just makes my day, because it is so lovely being cozy in the studio, making a cup of tea in our beautiful kitchen, playing with Beau upstairs, and then going down and taking the ladies for class, and they're all a little bit more wrapped up than usual, and we're just enjoying the studio vibes as the rain is sort of tinkering outside, and you can ever so lightly hear it, the way that you should hear rain, not banging against a tin roof. And anyway, it's just, isn't it funny how something that used to be the bane of my existence is now just like such a delight. Anyway, that's my little story for you. Just makes my day. Anyway, when you listen to this episode, Easter would have just been. I hope you all had an amazing Easter long weekend. When I am recording this episode, it's the final week of in-person classes at my studio. I just feel like this term has just flown by, and more so than usual. Like, I just don't know where the time has gone. It's so true though, like what people say when you have children, especially like young babies, the time goes so fast but also so slow. I feel like the time is so slow at like 2 a.m. when Beau is teething and I'm like doing laps around my house because that's the only way that he stops crying. but then it also during the day goes so, so, so fast. I've got so many beautiful questions recently from podcast listeners and just the BB community about how I'm juggling and how I'm coping now with working mum life. And thank you so much for caring and for checking in on me. It's just so sweet. You guys never cease to amaze me. The balance is real. The balance is balancing. The Balance Ballerina is not as balanced as she maybe once was. I'm certainly finding a new balanced part of my life in this, you know, season that I'm in. And I think I'm really trying to practice what I preach. And I always say to everybody, you know, balance looks completely different to everybody. And I do feel more balanced when I feel a bit more productive, when things are still happening, like, for example, releasing these podcast episodes and doing the work that I love so much, but also sort of like retraining myself to enjoy some downtime, and I am getting good at it. Like I'm pretty proud of myself. I can spend hours lying on the floor playing Duplo with Bo. And that for me is quite a revelation, because once upon a time, Georgia would have never done that because that would have felt like such a waste of time. And I not only enjoy it, like I look forward to it. And so, yeah, that's a real big change for me. I have definitely learned how to pack probably 3 days worth of work into, let's just say, half a day. I've got really set times of when I work and when I don't work, and I think that's working for me. So I'll do another episode on this when I've sort of got it more down packed and prepared to share, because I know that so many people have asked me how I'm balancing it all, especially mothers who own studios or who are teaching, and I know that you might find some of that information useful. But yeah, so yeah, happy Easter for last weekend when you're listening to this. But personally right now, I am looking forward to the end of this week and enjoying Easter with my family, Bo's first Easter. I was Googling this morning whether young babies can eat chocolate, and turns out they can have a teeny tiny bit of just the soft, really thin bunny kind. So I think over Easter we might give Bo his first little bit of chocolate. So because, as we all know, a little bit of balance is fabulous for everyone. Now, today we have a fabulous episode, a great topic, something that sounds interesting when you look at the title, The Benefits of Point Class Without Point Shoes. And so today I want to touch on a topic that really might not have even crossed your mind, because a lot of people think that when you sign up for a point class, you need to have point shoes, and you absolutely do not. So let's get stuck into it. So like I said, we're going to talk about the benefits of point class without point shoes. And the reason I want to talk about this topic is because even though I sort of talk about it quite a lot through my social media channels and my newsletters, it's still not quite getting through that I would prefer my students to practice the point class and practice for point shoes one day for at least 6 to 12 months in their flat shoes. So that's talking about attending the point classes, not in point shoes, for at least 6 to 12 months. And oftentimes what will happen is a student will come to me and they've been practicing ballet for a few years, and then they say, look, point work's a goal of mine, so I think I'm just going to prepare myself and join that class in 6 to 12 months' time and go for my pre-point assessment. And I'm like, hang on a second, but you don't do the point classes. And they're like, yeah, I don't have point shoes though. And I'm like, well, the first step is actually attending the point classes in your flat shoes. Now, there is an episode, if you haven't listened to this, that I want you to go back to after this episode is done. Listen to 108, The Importance of Pre-Point Assessments with physiotherapist Sarah Kiley. That's where we discuss the actual pre-point assessment and the sort of necessary steps before you go and purchase your point shoes. So I would sort of talk about, you know, working towards being in point shoes in three steps. The first one is the discussion with your teacher, you know, and they will let you know whether you are, you know, attending the correct classes to build towards that. And it's also good for your teacher to just know that that's a goal of yours. The second one is to actually begin attending the point classes, but in your flat shoes. Now, I find that a lot of students are really hesitant to do this, and I'd love you to tell me why. I don't know whether it's like an embarrassment that they're not in point shoes, whether it's a bit of like a feeling left out, but I know that in my classes, there's always a couple that don't have their point shoes on for whatever reason. Or they're in the same boat as you and they're working towards point shoes one day. Oftentimes, more than not, there will be people in my classes without their point shoes on, and sometimes it's even 50-50. So I don't know why people are hesitant to attend point classes without their point shoes when it's one of the most beneficial things that you can really do. And so then the third step is the pre-point assessment, okay? So the first one's talking to your teacher. The second one is attending the point classes for 6 to 12 months in your flat shoes. And then the third one is the actual pre-point assessment. If you want to know what's involved in that, like I said, head to episode 108. That's the most recent. We've had many discussions on the podcast about point and pre-point assessments and all that, but that's the most recent one. So I highly recommend checking that out. But like I said, the actual attendance of point class without point shoes is pivotal. When you attend a point class, you will quickly notice that the exercises are quite different to what you do in a regular ballet class. There are a lot more rises, a lot more relevés, a lot more échappés, and just doing particular steps in a different way. Yes, very lower leg strength building, and it's just a different set of exercises. So it's really important to actually learn the structure of these exercises before you even put point shoes on. So if someone actually came to me and said, I've been doing classes for 12 months at another studio, I went for my pre-point assessment, I've got point shoes, I'm ready to go, I would actually ask them to do a couple of classes with me in their flats first, because every teacher is also different and their sort of style, their rhythm, their series of exercises for point work can differ slightly. And it's really important to get used to what your teacher is expecting of you. And so it's a lot safer to do that in your flat shoes. So, yeah, but while, you know, point work traditionally involves, you know, the iconic point shoe, there's really just a lot to gain from exploring, I guess, the elements of point technique even without your point shoes on. In fact, I think it's just vital. And I really recommend any teachers out there adopt a very similar approach to me when it comes to adults and point work. Get them to do the class for 6 to 12 months in their flat shoes. And if they're ready to commit to that, they'll be ready to commit to point shoes. Just before we go any further and actually dive into this topic properly, students in the past, and I've been doing this for a long time now, I've been teaching adults point work for about 10 years, and I've also been teaching, you know, regular students for over 10 years. And I find that students who are not patient enough and kind of go against my recommendation don't end up having a long-lasting relationship with their point shoes. And what I mean by that is, and, you know, especially, I mean, children are different. I can sort of lay down the law a little bit and I can say, no, well, you're not allowed to do that because these are the rules here at GC Dance in regards to point shoes. With our adult classes at Balanced Ballerinas, I kind of adopt the approach of adults are adults. You can make your own decision. I will give you the tools. I will give you the advice. But if you're not going to follow it, then that's up to you. And so when I've had students in the past go, well, I don't want to do the class in flats for 6 to 12 months. I just want to go out and buy a pair of point shoes and I don't want to do a pre-point assessment. And I'm like, well, that's fine. You're an adult. Off you go. They have never lasted. They have done a few classes and they have been really unhappy with the results. And I've sort of awkwardly had to turn around and say, well, what do you expect? You didn't follow my advice. So that's why I think this topic is really, really important. But anyway, I'm going to go into a few thoughts that I'd love you to ponder on this topic. So the first one is obviously, and I've spoken about this, the strength and technique building. So point work really demands exceptional strength and technique, even without the shoes. Like, you will notice that when you attend a class in your flats, it is hard work. But that allows you to then just focus on the exercises that strengthen your ankles, your feet, your core. And I want you to think of it as just laying a really strong foundation for when you do transition to point shoes, or even if you never do, yeah? So even if you're doing all these exercises and after 6 to 12 months, you either go for your pre-point assessment and you're not suitable for point shoes, which sometimes sadly happens, or B, you go, yeah, like I don't really want to do point work. I'm actually happy, which I've had before. Students go, I'm happy to continue attending just in my flat shoes. I'm happy, you know, I don't need point shoes. These exercises are so strength and technique building that you will see the rest of your ballet class just your technique in general improve. You'll feel stronger in your regular class. Your jumps will get higher, your plié deeper. These pre-point and point work exercises are just so technique transforming. The next one I want to talk about is your alignment and balance. So point technique really emphasizes proper alignment and balance. And practicing these principles without the added challenge of point shoes can really help refine your posture, your alignment, and your balance, which are all just crucial in all aspects of ballet. So similar to my previous point, what you do in your point class, slowing down, really working these muscles that focus on that alignment, balance, and posture, are going to drastically improve your regular ballet practice. And the third one is foot articulation. So working on point work without the shoes allows you to focus on foot articulation and control, and you can really concentrate on pointing and flexing the feet with like lots of precision, just ensuring like a beautiful line and graceful movement. Because what you will come to realize when you do attend a point class in your flat shoes is that you have a little bit more time to work on things that sometimes get a little bit overlooked in regular class. So we work on the line of the foot. We work on rolling through the demi point, three quarter to full point. Obviously, if you're in flats, you're just working from demi point to sort of like a semi three quarter point. That's just the point just before you go up onto your toes. And you'll find that this beautiful foot articulation builds some very, very strong feet for regular class. And the next one I want to talk about, the fourth, is mind-body connection. So I love talking about this because ballet is, as you heard me say, as much a mental practice as it is physical. Participating in point classes without point shoes really just offers an opportunity to kind of like deepen your mind and body connection. I truly believe this. Like, focus on feeling the movements from within and understanding the mechanics of each step and just really embracing the artistry of ballet. So the beauty of attending a point class in your flat shoes is that whilst those are in point shoes are kind of, you know, working overtime to get up onto those point shoes, you have a little bit of opportunity because you're in your flats to focus on your epaulement, which is your use of head and shoulders, and your artistry. Yeah, so it also gives you, because you're slowing down a little bit, gives you a greater sense of presence. It gives you more of an opportunity to find that mind-body connection. So that can also be a beautiful result of attending in your flats. And the last one I wanted to talk about was injury prevention. So approaching point work without point shoes can really help reduce the risk of injury. By gradually strengthening your feet and ankles and honing your technique before wearing point shoes, you can mitigate the chances of strains or accidents. I will often have other teachers say to me, "I can't believe you teach adults point work," because they think that it's quite dangerous. And I have spoken to many dance physiotherapists about this, because in the early days I thought, am I doing the wrong thing here by teaching adults point work? And this is how it was explained to me. When you're a child, your feet are really malleable and they're still developing and growing, and there's these growth plates in there that, you know, it's really important to not begin point work until they're developed. So what happens is, this is why we have these rules around and we're quite strict. You know how I was saying before that I'm quite strict with our GC dance students? It's very different to our adults. And that's because their feet are really, really precious and they need to be looked after. And so they have to be 12 or 13 years old. They have to have attended a pre-point assessment and they have to have been doing ballet for quite a while to earn their point shoes. When it comes to my adult students, physiotherapists have explained to me, their feet are done growing. They're done shifting. They've done moving. They are pretty much where they're going to be for the rest of their life. There is not much damage you can do. Very different to a child's foot. So if an adult, for example, wants to not listen to my recommendations and advice and wants to go out and buy point shoes, good on you. Off you go. Chuck them on. There's not much damage they're going to be able to do. They're going to have a difficult time of getting up onto point or feeling confident and comfortable, but go for gold because they're not really going to hurt themselves all that much. So yeah, so that's how it's kind of explained to me. Children, super malleable growth plates, really important to take care there. Adults, the feet have stopped growing. There's no shifting of those growth plates. The feet are good to go. It's fine. There's not much damage you can do there. The downside of that is that if your feet need to be a little bit more flexible to get the degrees in the ankle, for example, to be able to go up onto point, and the arch of the foot, that can be really tricky as an adult to then manipulate. So that is a downside there. But yes, so what I was saying is that just injury prevention is super duper important. It is less of a concern, which is interesting as an adult in regards to your foot and the structure of your foot. Like nothing's going to change. You're not going to do any damage there. But it is really, really important that you are attending the classes and building up that strength so that when you do put point shoes on, you just feel really confident and we're not going to have any rolled ankles or anything. But I guess like I just want to say to finish up, remember that ballet is a journey and every single step, whether in point shoes or not, contributes to your growth as a dancer. That is so important. I can't stress enough how important it is to embrace the process. And if you're going to go down this path of point shoes, it is a process. I want you to celebrate your progress. I want you to set some goals. I want you to be really patient. That's the key with point work. Process, progress, patience. I could do a whole episode on just that, but I'm going to leave you there. Hope you've had a wonderful Easter period and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.